Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
What a weird week.
I know. Holiday week.
You were gone Tuesday.
I know.
And we were on a boat yesterday.
And there's still two more days. Somehow, like, even though it's a short week, it feels longer. Just.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm having the exact opposite experience.
Like, it's flying by.
Like, today's the first day of the week because you and I are finally in the room we're typically in at the time we're typically here.
I feel so behind on everything. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I can see that. We were on water for 4 hours yesterday, right?
Be it
a boathouse or on a pontoon boat. And then you kind of get back here and you're trying to catch up and things just move quickly.
I know. That's what I'm like.
And you just came off vacation.
I need the weekend so I can catch up on everything. And I had a day. I gave myself a travel day because I knew we were going to get
you
in late.
You got back Monday.
Yes, but it was like late Monday night, yeah. And which it was past my normal bedtime. And I was like, I'm going to be garbage Tuesday anyway.
That's so the smart move.
Take the day. Get some laundry done. But I felt like I was stuck in quicksand.
On Tuesday?
Yes. Like nothing was happening for me. Just.
Do you think that was like self-inflicted?
Oh, totally. And car inflicted. I went to do an oil change. I'm like, hour in and out.
Yeah.
They're like, we got to update your transmission fluids and.
Oh, no.
Whatnot.
So, how many filters did you buy?
All of them. All of them.
Of course.
It's really recommended. It's recommended.
I fall for it too.
I know. I'm like, really? You have to do all of that? Can you do half of that? They're like, yeah, we can do that. Really? That's all it took? Is please just do half?
That's, you know what? Buyer beware. You have to ask them to, like, what do I really need?
What's, like, an affordable price?
Sure.
Okay, then now we're talking.
Do I need a pollen filter? No, just take an allergy medication. You're fine.
You don't need a pollen filter for your car.
I think Zyrtec's cheaper than a pollen filter for
I
my car.
I would hope so, yeah. But it's nice to have.
It is. True. Just keep all that pollen out of
Eric
the main
loves
front.
Loves his new pollen filter.
God. It's just.
You must have sucker right on your head.
Oh, it's tattooed. It's just like a black light, though. I can't see it, right? It's there. I've never been able to actually see it.
They can read it clearly.
Oh, God, yeah. Do you need a windshield filter? Sure, I guess so.
So by the time that's all over, then it's just, the day's gone.
And then lunch.
Yeah, and then lunch. Yes.
And then I talk to you, you're in the pickup line for school.
Ugh. I mean, the day just gone. And I still need to catch up on laundry. There's still suitcases that are sitting right as you open the front door.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
You are not Rosemary Hansen's kid.
No. Well, that's a personal thing. It wasn't my suitcase. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah. So.
We'd get back from vacation and laundry would be started. It was the most adult thing in the world. Mom would go do laundry. Like, we'd pull into the house at like 11:30 p.m.
It must be done.
And then Dad has to go through the mail. Like, that's all that they were focusing on for the last hour of the car ride. Laundry and mail.
All of the adult things.
Which I think is actually their way of, like, kids go to bed. We've been with you in a car for a week.
Yeah.
Now we can have some us time.
Doing adult things.
Doing adult things.
Bills and laundry.
Or at least in my childhood eyes, it was bills and laundry. Maybe some canoodling happened. I don't know. At the time, I just like, wow, it's just Dad's really into the mail.
It's just something boring, so you just go to sleep and leave me alone.
Yeah, on vacation was great, but these kids are tired. Go to bed, boys. We'll be down here doing laundry and mail.
Oh, no.
We'll be doing mail.
That wasn't happening.
Oh, my God, I just realized what they were doing.
What? Okay, well, now that we're all scarred. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. May that visual linger for another hour or two.
Why did he do that to me? Now I'm thinking.
Doing mail.
And then everybody has an opinion, but there's always kind of like sounds that just, I guess, nails on a chalkboard. Literally nails on a chalkboard.
So category is sounds people hate?
Sounds that you hate for no logical reason. It's just, it's very triggering. Like, I think back to, not this phone, but the phone I had before, the alarm on it, I am still scarred by the sound of that alarm.
Usually it's associated with a memory, like probably a dental drill.
Ugh.
A lot of, just reacted to that for sure.
Because that's such a negative feeling. The sound of my sister eating, I just remember that from growing up. Like, close your mouth. Like, snap. Like somebody eating with their mouth open.
Yeah. Yeah. Slurping soup, blowing bubbles in milk.
Ew.
That was a big no-no at the house. Don't just because of the noise.
Anytime Cotton Eye Joe comes on, somebody says,
where's this list coming from?
Just Reddit. People kind of chiming in with their sound. If you hear it, just, oh.
And Cotton Eye Joe made the list?
Somebody said Cotton Eye Joe. Somebody else, I'm guessing a mom, it's like anytime a kid says, bruh.
Yeah, I could see that.
Or calls me, bruh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But hey, Cotton Eye Joe person, come on.
Come on. Where kick, did you come
kick,
from?
One, two,
where'd
one,
you go?
Kick, kick, one, two, go. Ha, 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 ba, ba, da, da.
You still got it.
I know how to Cotton Eye Joe with the best of them.
That
is the opposite for me. That gets me going.
It's exciting,
yes,
right?
Yes. That
I'm sorry.
My ears go, hello, not, ah!
I'm sorry if it instantly made somebody angry, but we got a lot of joy out of it.
Pure joy. Straight up joy right out of Cotton Eye Joe.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Honestly, I am thinking about the waitress Chili's in the O'Hare Airport.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I can't stop thinking about this poor woman. Waitress at the Chili's at the O'Hare Airport. When we were traveling back, you know, the trip home is always, I don't know, a little more complicated. The trip there, you're all excited. Everybody's high on like, we're going on vacation.
There's a little bit of like, I don't want it to end.
Yeah.
There's then like you already start to think of what's awaiting.
Yes.
What's around that? What's at the end of your flight? Like the real world is back, right?
Yeah.
And then oftentimes I agree. Sometimes I feel like the delays seem to happen going home.
For whatever reason, we got delayed three times coming home and we were kind of stuck in Chicago. So we were like, kids, we're going to just have a nice leisurely dinner. Where do you want to go? Anywhere. Anywhere you want at the O'Hare Airport.
Pick it.
And we went with Chili's, where it was very busy, first of all. I guess it was
probably delays were impacting a lot of people, too, I'm guessing. Right?
I'm sure. I don't know why it was. It was just like later in the day, too. Those planes.
Well, you were a holiday weekend, right? Holiday travel.
True.
Yeah.
True. And since there were so many people there, it was just a jam-packed Chili's. And our waitress was having a day. You could just tell. We get in, we get seated. She basically throws forks and napkins on our table. I was like, here, take them. We haven't even ordered drinks yet. I'm like, oh, well, that was interesting. And when she came back and ordered drinks, she rolled her eyes at my husband when she couldn't hear what he said.
Oh, God, this is fantastic.
It was bad. It was bad. But I was like, okay, we have to win her over because we are Midwesterners.
Right.
I need her to like us. But never did. It didn't work. It did not work. But I understood where she was coming from. Somebody came over and was fighting with her about the bill. Like,
like in your proximity?
Yes, right. Like the hostess stand was right there. And so they were like, this charge, you charge us wrong. And she's like, I don't even know who your server was. It wasn't me. Why are you fighting with me?
Wow.
I felt really bad for this woman. And she was so cranky and really not good at her job. But I just don't think she enjoyed it. I keep thinking about this poor Chili's waitress at the O'Hare Airport.
What a way to end a vacation.
I know. She needs a vacation. A vacation from Chili.
A lot of times those places too are way understaffed.
Yes.
And you're working way too many tables.
Uh-huh.
And there's probably one business traveler who gets a little handsy, right? After about three big beers at the bar.
Yes, yes.
I remember that. I think I know that exact Chili's.
Yep.
There was a moment where they were required to try to sell you a shot. Anything you bought alcohol. We were there for breakfast.
So did you do the shot?
I ordered a mimosa or a Bloody Mary. And like, would you like an extra shot with that? Like, no.
Do it.
It's
Come
7
on.
In the morning.
Party, Eric.
But you're on vacation.
So we did the shot. Long story short,
I
he did
the shot.
The shot.
Okay, let's talk about my beverage and liquid intake.
Okay.
You got me a lovely gift. You got me a reusable water bottle. Let me get it.
Yeah. Good luck.
I got it.
Okay.
It's big.
It's big.
I got ice in it.
You have ice in there?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to keep it so
cold.
Well,
it's insulated.
Yeah.
And it's black and it's Disney. Mm.
I got you a big dumb cup.
Why'd you get me a big dumb cup?
Because, like, they're so popular.
Yeah.
And that one was Disney. So yeah. I was like, well, that's for Eric.
But why do you think I needed a big dumb cup?
Because I noticed you have been bringing a water bottle, which you never do.
I'm trying to drink more water.
I figured.
I'm on a water journey. It's me, splash. Mm.
So I thought maybe a big dumb cup will help.
It's a great idea. And the fact that it's a gift, I'm forced to use it, right?
You're forced to use it?
Yes, it's a gift. I have to use it.
I thought worst comes to worst, it goes into a closet. And
no. This didn't leave. This almost got dropped on the ground, by the way. I got home from my workout yesterday, and I'm out of hands. I got my gym bag,
I feel you.
I got my lunch bag. So in my lunch bag was this lovely new gift, because I took it out of the box. I had to admire it. And then my big coffee cup from being on a boat in the morning. And they were, like, not quite zippered into my lunch bag, so it was teetering, and gravity was either with me or against me.
It was so close.
And it almost fell out, but I saved it, because then we have a big chunk in it. Hit the driveway.
You can't have that.
This is lovely.
It's a beautiful. It's got
it's
Mickey.
Got a black mat, then these glossy Mickey heads on it, and it's full of big ice balls and water. I'm on a water journey now. Thank you so much. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Time for the buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Have an opinion on downtown parking? Pause for comment.
Don't we all?
I typed pause for comment.
Go ahead.
Cedar Rapids City officials conducting a public survey now through June 11th. City wants to know from public about parking and transportation habits and any challenges faced.
Okay.
So I took this thing. Give yourself more time than I gave myself. Because first of all, it's just going to ask, what do you typically use in your typical transit activity in a month? How much Ubering are you doing? Are you ever using a scooter? Are you on a bike? Are you in a car? Do you carpool a lot? Those are the general questions.
How often are you using the scooters, Eric?
Zero.
Be honest.
Zero. 100. I tried using it once.
You did?
I did, and it wouldn't work. I'm like, I give up.
I was like, just get in the car. I'll drive you to your car.
So zero for me on the scooters. Then, and I loved it because it's interactive, they show you a map of downtown Cedar Rapids and the areas of study. And they want to know two things. Where are you going most frequently? And for me, it's like TCR,
yeah.
Paramount Theater, restaurants.
Yep.
And or what challenges are you facing? The sidewalk's bad. I don't feel safe. There's low lighting. They never clean the sidewalks. I didn't see it, but like there's bird poop everywhere. Whatever.
There are certain trees that
yes.
the birds just.
So that's really what they want to find out from you. And it takes you through downtown. It takes you to Nubo and also takes you to Czech Village and maybe the MedQ. I don't remember. But no, each map is going to ask you the same question. That's going to take a little bit longer than I gave it time for. But it's great. It's very interactive. You can place pins on areas and then make notes like, we park here all the like, this is a great spot. Or I never find street parking.
This is my spot.
Don't tell anybody. It's a secret.
Where do we find this?
Thank you for asking.
Yes.
It's the last sentence. The survey.
Pause for comment. Yep.
Pause for question.
Where do we find this survey?
The survey can be found at the city's webpage, cityofcr.com/news. It is the first story.
Okay.
It's right on top there.
Thank you.
So there's other news, but that's where you're going to find it. Okay. I'm a fan of all of the CSIs, right?
All of them.
So I'm going to try to introduce this story CSI style. Are you ready?
Yes.
Looks like some good old-fashioned criminal science has solved the Linn County cold case. I can do better.
Oh.
This case is no longer on ice. I like that one.
Looks like this cold case is heating up. I don't even know what the case is. What's going on?
Is it me or do you feel a thaw coming on? Using touch trace DNA from a 1983 crime scene, the Linn County Sheriff's Office, with help from law enforcement in Oregon and the FBI, made an arrest in this cold case. 64-year-old Michael Schappert of Fairview, Oregon, just arrested for a murder that dates back to December 23 of 1983.
Oh, my goodness.
Of Ronald Lee Novak in Linn County. Officials say Novak was 24 when he died, found dead in his home Christmas Eve near Walker. Police believe Novak was the victim of a robbery. Schappert was just recently identified as a suspect through touch trace DNA on the victim's clothing and a suspected murder weapon.
Oh, my gosh.
Shepard has now facing multiple charges, including first-degree murder. He's currently in Oregon awaiting extradition back to Linn County.
They got a fingerprint off the clothes?
Trace DNA. I don't know if it's fingerprint, if it's body fluid. I have no idea.
Interesting.
My understanding is it was a, we're going in for drugs and money. It could have been, they could have been a scuffle, right? There could have been
fluid. He wasn't supposed to be home, yeah.
Yeah, it could have been any of those things. But they've been sitting on this DNA long enough, and I don't know if technology has changed, the database has been expanded. Somewhere in the criminal science world, something opened a door, and they were able to solve a case from 1983, and they just announced that yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, so it looks like we can close the books on this one. All right, what's got us feeling all right? I'm sure you're familiar with the Head Start program.
Yeah.
Head Start, a federally funded program that provides free early learning and development services for low-income kids from birth to five, is operated by HACAP.
Yes.
Hawkeye Area Council, AP.
AP.
I used to know it. Always present. The Hawkeye of, nope.
Association of People?
Of People. That's not it either, but it's out there somewhere.
It's definitely... Everybody knows HACAP.
HACAP helps
with what you mean.
Head Start. And most recently, five of their classrooms officially designated as model classrooms for a very specific type of programming, early childhood positive behavior interventions and support practices.
Wow.
So it sounds like they have the right training and tools and methods to help kids in their development of understanding behavior, intervention, and support, right? So they're the best of the best. It includes now the first infant toddler recognized classroom in the state of Iowa is in our neck of the woods.
I was just going to ask about ages.
Yeah. So for this achievement, the state of Iowa, this was a while, well, 5-6 years ago. There's a website, a child care resources and referral website for the state of Iowa. So now these guys kind of get moved up in the rankings. Wow. So when you pull up a map, like I'm trying to find the right type of program for my kid,
yeah,
they'll come up because they now have five classrooms in our area that have received that award.
Awesome.
So way to go. Hawkeye Area Council. Always positive.
Positive.
Hey, Cap, mm-hmm. on getting that award.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Everybody's always worried about how is Justin Bieber doing? Is he okay? Like, he posted something else now. What's going on with Justin? I don't know.
What's the word?
But I do know that Hailey's doing quite well. Hailey Bieber had a very good day yesterday. She announced that her skincare brand that she started in 2022, it's called Rode Skincare, it just got acquired by Elf Beauty.
I've heard of Elf.
Okay, good.
Yes, I know that one.
You get a major company to buy your little company, and it turns out it's a $1 billion deal.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Huge. Hailey is going to stay on board. She's going to be the chief creative officer and head of innovation at Rode and a strategic advisor at Elf Beauty.
That name's what's selling it, right?
Exactly.
Because are you saying Rode like roadkill?
Like Rhode Island.
Hit the road.
It's spelled R-H? Like R-H-O-D-E.
Okay.
Yeah, Rode. She said that she had always had big dreams for her company. The most important thing for her is bringing it to more spaces, more places, and putting it on more faces.
Was the whole plan for it to rhyme?
It's a good strategy there. Make it all rhyme, and you will remember your goals all
Thanks,
the time.
Thanks, Dr. Seuss. Oh, the places you'll go with your skincare line.
Exactly. Hats off to Hailey Bieber.
Hailey Bieber Seuss.
All the places that she's going to go. There's been some reports of Justin Bieber being like, $1 million in debt. So I don't know.
Maybe that's going to help the marriage?
I'm hoping. That's my hope. That maybe this kind of helps out with a financial situation.
You just said Sofia Vergara wouldn't marry guys who made less than her. You think it's going to work here?
But you know.
With fragile Justin?
Anytime you've got some sort of strain on your relationship and then you add finances to it.
It'll be fine.
This is going to fix whatever stress that financial situation is causing.
Hey, wife, will you loan me? Like, you're already in debt up to your eyeballs, Justin. You thought he wore hoodies a lot now.
Now late. I gotta sell my skincare brand. Thanks a lot, Justin. Okay, Amy Poehler is like a lot of ladies out there in the dating world. Sometimes you'll get an ick factor from guys, and there's certain things that are a turnoff. Turns out for her, she could never be with Tom Cruise because there's something that Tom Cruise does that gives her the ick. She remembers watching Tom Cruise in one of his very first roles in 1983's The Outsiders movie.
Yeah.
which, oh my gosh, I love The Outsiders. Such a great book, such a great movie. But Tom Cruise does a little bit of gymnastics.
In that particular role?
In that particular role. He does, like, the splits. And she said, I don't like that. I don't like men doing splits. I don't find it attractive.
Because he's that flexible?
Yeah. Well, he was 1983. Yeah. He was very young.
He was springy, Tom Cruise, back then.
Yeah. Right? Jumping over car parts and whatnot. Being a...
Well, that's also during, like, the risky business years where he plays a quarterback.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he had these, like, the characters were athletes.
He's sporty.
Yes.
Well...
She is, like, sporty in general?
No. Specifically, goofy gymnastics. That's the term. Any kind of goofy gymnastics.
Goofy gymnastics.
Like, when he does a backflip, no, not for me. He completely lost me after the backflip.
I'm guessing going to basketball games is hard for Amy Poehler if they've got any sort of gymnasts on the sideline.
Yes.
Like, the Iowa Hawkeyes used to do those roll-offs.
She can't watch she couldn't men's watch gymnastics. It. Can't do it.
Men's summer, gymnastics.
Summer Olympics gives you the, I can't do it. Nah. Can't do it.
They're physically fit. I don't care.
No, I can't. Okay. It was a good kickoff to the spring season. We're getting ready for summer, right? As is DJ Khaled. He posted a video of himself. He's got a mango tree right out of his door. Beautiful. He said that spring is here, summer is near. We have to give positivity. Positive is a lifestyle.
That sounds like a DJ Khaled post.
Totally. And then he has a video of himself cutting into a mango, and he's using a knife. Well, now he has beef with Rihanna.
Beef with Rihanna? That doesn't sound like any sort of beef I want to have.
I know. I know. Nobody wants to have beef with Rihanna. She commented on the video of him cutting into a mango. Her comment was this: stop butchering these mangoes, bro. My little Caribbean heart aches every time.
So he's doing it wrong?
Apparently there is a right way to do mangoes and he's not doing it. So he tried posting another video where he uses his teeth on the mango. But you have to be careful because mangoes have that really big pit, right?
Yes, it's like an avocado.
He almost lost a tooth.
Or a peach.
I don't know how he bit into the wrong part of the mango, but...
It's in the middle, DJ Khaled. How big is your mouth?
He vowed to try again.
Another one?
Another video of himself trying to get to the juicy fruit of the mango, and he did indeed. He peeled the mango without using any utensils. Apparently, you're supposed to use your hands.
I don't think I've ever had a raw mango. I've had mango prepared.
Yes.
Right? But I've never approached a fully skinned mango. I don't know how to handle it.
I have never used... I've done it the DJ Khaled way. I've used a knife to skin the mango.
Uh-oh, watch out. Rihanna's coming for you.
No. No, Rihanna, don't come for me. Don't come for me. I'm just a simple girl from Iowa. I don't know any better.
You've hurt her Caribbean heart, Claire.
Now we got beef too. Great. Great. That's what we like to call
Z's sleaze.
Law and scramble. They just go together. It's two things that you
Law
just...
and scramble?
Yeah. The morning scramble, we know business and we know law. That's why we bring you Jury in a Hurry every Thursday morning. The case before the court comes from listener Jeannie.
Hey, Jeannie.
Jeannie wrote us, scramble@kzia.com, if you ever have an issue we need to solve. She said that she and her coworkers, it's four women, and they work at a retail pharmacy. They get off between 5 and 6. We were discussing our plans for after work, and one coworker couldn't wait to get home and change into pajamas. I said, I look forward to that right after I brush my teeth before I get ready to get in bed. And she said, no, she changes into jammies immediately and spends the rest of her evening in those pajamas.
So work ends at 5:30. That's 10-minute ride home.
Yeah.
By 5:50, she's in loungewear.
She's in pajamas.
PJs.
Jeannie says, I was taken aback. I always stay in my work clothes until the day is over and I'm getting ready for bed. One coworker said the first thing she does is take off her bra as soon as she gets home.
I understand
I
that.
I was flabbergasted.
Same here.
Same there. I was flabbergasted. Who does that? Am I the weird one or are they?
It's like 3-1 right there, right? Because yeah. Jeannie is a work closer.
She wears her work clothes until the end of her day when she's getting ready to go into the bed and then she puts on pajamas. But these people are putting them on and spending the entire evening in them.
I know we don't have the name of the pharmacy, but if they are hiring, I would be on Team Comfy.
Team Comfy.
I'm totally Team Comfy.
You're one of the comfy ladies, huh?
Oh, God, yeah. Take my bra off right away when I get home.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. No, I've talked many times on this radio program. The shirt comes off. I walk in the house. I engage with the dogs. And then freedom. I'm in my house.
Wow.
I was going to say king of my castle, but I do not hold that title.
No.
I'm allowed to live
Shannon's
there.
Shannon's the king of the
castle. Shannon is the king of the castle. But it is not uncommon for me, if someone comes to the door, to take longer to get there because I have to scramble to find a shirt to put back on.
You have to put on a shirt to answer the door?
I feel it's appropriate. I should at least come back to the door not showing off the goods. However, in my house, because my day is done, you stuck on the goods?
The goods?
The goods. When my day is done, why not throw on comfy clothes, right? And I'm guessing it's either they probably have to wear a uniform or they have to wear lab coats. You want to separate work and life, right? Work is done. You punched out. You're not getting paid to wear those clothes anymore. You are home. Put on whatever you want to. When you get home, get comfy. You've got comfy furniture in your house. Be a comfy human on your comfy furniture. Yeah, all about it. Get comfy.
No.
PJs I find a little odd, but I'm not going to judge. Seems a little early. But then again, I'm walking around without a shirt on, so judge me all you want. I am comfortable.
Judged.
And I feel fine about it. I'm sorry, Jeannie. I think you're the weird one.
What?
Go home. Jeannie, you're done with the day. Just take care of whatever the rest of your life is at your house in a comfortable way. They make lounge wear. People are wearing yoga pants, right? Like, put that on. It's appropriate.
They're putting on pajamas.
That's comfy. It's fine.
No. I'm with Jeannie on this one. I think that they're the weird ones. Jeannie, you are normal. People have gotten a little too attached to comfort, I think, in the last couple of years. I blame COVID. But I don't know what it is.
No, I do agree with that.
Just the need to have constant comfort all the time. You and I, we get done and we've got a whole afternoon and evening looking at us. I cannot imagine changing clothes into something comfortable. There's still lots of day left. You got to take kids to all of their activities and their different places they got to be.
Pickups and drop-offs?
Yes, and people will see you at those places. What if you have to go to the grocery store, run an errand? Oh my gosh, I'm going to wear my pajamas? That is the worst. I am not wearing pajamas in a public store.
I just found a hole in my argument. I got home yesterday and got comfy. Then I had to put clothes back on to go out to eat.
To go out!
Oops.
It's a huge problem.
Oops. And
someone could come over. Like you said, you got to wait. Hang on, person at the door.
Hold on, I got to find. That's why I take my shirt off when it stays next to me on the couch.
Because it's so inappropriate how I'm dressed in my own home. It's too embarrassing to open the door. No. Also, the whole idea of me cooking a meal for my family and like the food splatters, something like grease gets on your pajamas that you then wear to bed. Ew, gross. I just, no, I can't do it. Pajamas are for bedtime. I don't think you need to wear pajamas immediately when you get home.
Come on, get comfy with us.
I don't want to
get comfy with
us. That's too comfy, friends, too comfy.
Okay, this is how the votes are going to break down. If you call in and you vote for Dancing Eric Hansen, it's a yes vote. We get comfy after work. I'm team comfortable. Yes, get comfy.
I'm with Jeannie on this one. I say no, you don't need to put on pajamas as soon as you walk through the door.
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Hey, jury in a hurry, getting comfy right after work. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Welcome to Club Comfy, everybody.
Okay.
Hey, jury in a hurry. Okay, work is done. You're home. You getting comfy? You're kind of staying in those daytime clothes.
What do you think?
Yes, team comfy.
Team comfy.
No.
Let's go to this line here. Hi, thanks for calling jury in a hurry. Okay, work is done. You're home. Are you getting comfy or are there reasons to keep on those clothes?
I'm keeping comfy. I'm a hairdresser. I'm getting out of all your guys' hair.
She can't get home fast enough.
That makes a little sense. I bet you have all those little bits of hair and they're not even yours.
Get them off and get on the comfy clothes. Thank you so much for calling jury in a hurry. Claire, this line just opened up. Hi, caller. So you're home. It's been a long day at work. You keeping those work clothes on or are you getting comfy?
Heck no, I'm getting comfy, 100%.
100% comfortable.
100% comfy.
100% comfortable.
Woo.
All right, thank you so much. Well,
okay, well, you're off
4-0 says comfy right now.
Well, my people who do not get comfy right after work are just all business, so it takes them a little more time.
Okay, maybe this 4-0 can move all the way to a 7-0.
Hopefully not.
Hi, Jerry, in a hurry. Okay, work is done. Are you getting comfy or no?
No.
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 There you go,
right.
Claire.
No, that's not appropriate.
Someone's staying in uniform.
Finally.
Hi, Jerry, in a hurry. Work is done. You're home. Are you getting comfy or not?
So our car has two votes, one for comfy and one for Claire.
One comfy, one non-comfy.
Awesome.
All right. I'll put one in each column. That takes us to 5-6. No, 5-2, right, Claire?
5-2.
All right, let's go to this caller. Hey, it is a jury in a hurry. Do you get comfy right after work, yes or no?
No.
No?
No, you don't.
I have to keep my work clothes on so I can still do work things.
Life happens, work still happens,
is
what she says.
She's an adult. She's an adult. That's why.
Oh, come on. Get comfy with the rest of us. Hey, it's jury in a hurry. Work is done. You're finally home. You getting comfortable as soon as possible, or do the work clothes stay on just a little bit longer?
No, I get comfy because if I have to go to the store, I send my granddaughter.
There it is.
I'll go to the store in her pajamas.
Get somebody else to do it. I love it. Okay, jury in a hurry, you're home after work. Are you going straight to comfy mode or no?
What do you think?
Definitely comfy.
Definitely comfy.
Definitely.
I just needed this call. Thank you so much, comfy caller. I really, really appreciate it.
It's the Morning Scramble's three-song showdown on Z102.9.
Okay, let's hear the selections.
Imagine you're on a pontoon on a body of water. Summer Iowa sun beating down on you. What are you listening to? If you had three songs that you could select, make a little playlist for yourselves, what are the top three songs you would select?
I tell you what, we do not have to imagine because we were on that exact pontoon yesterday.
We were.
Morning Scramble with Dance and Eric Hansen.
Claire.
And?
Producer Ben.
Producer Ben in studio with us this morning.
That wasn't an official roll call.
No, because I didn't say roll call.
Here.
He's good. He's good.
Producer Ben, that was your first time ever on a pontoon yesterday, right?
Yes.
Did you love it?
It was a lot of fun.
It's addicting.
It is really fun.
And it was your first time driving that fast, Claire.
It was incredibly fast. We only putter around the lake in my
world. With your family?
Yeah, we take it real slow.
I was surprised at how comfy the seats were.
Pontoons are made to be, it's a couch on the water, man.
Yes!
It's fantastic.
You should sell pontoons.
Should I?
It's a couch on the water.
How many can I write you guys down for? Two? One each? His and hers?
I'll take a nice slow one, please.
Well, and, you know, the modern day pontoon, as we all experience behind the wheel, it's much like driving a car. You've got your speedometer, you've got a throttle, and you have a radio.
Yeah.
And as we learned from Tony Milan, being in charge of the pontoon, there's four S's, and maybe the second most important, the first is snacks.
Right.
The second is songs.
You have to have a good song selection.
You do.
Otherwise, you have no business being on the water.
Well, that's what prompted us to take the challenge, the three-song showdown, best three songs on a boat, or as we're calling it, pontoons. We have tabulated, and I'm ready to play the lists in order from third to first. Are you guys both ready?
Yeah, let's do this. Mm-hmm.
Okay, coming in with the least number of votes.
The third best.
The third best. Two away from number one was Claire. Maybe people don't know Weezer as well as you think they
do. Maybe. I really think it's because people hate Magic.
You think so?
Yeah. It can't be Kenny Chesney.
I thought Kenny Chesney on your list was going to be a nice little surprise.
I thought so too.
Because that is a great just beach life, sand and water. I'm sure you listened to a lot when you guys were in Gulf Shores, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Claire, a couple of minutes ago you said, what are you listening to? The answer is not yours.
Oh, my!
Smacked up from producer Ben.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Now, and I can tell you guys this. There was only a 6-vote difference between number 3 and number 2. And I can tell you that the number 1 person doubled up number 2.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, your number 2 list, 3-song showdown, is
All America Rejected You, Ben!
Producer Ben in at the number 2 spot. From the All American Rejects to Train to Sugar Ray.
Great songs, though.
It's a great selection. So far, all 6 have been great. That would make a very good random boat playlist.
What if
I think
we spent like a whole afternoon and played all those playlists?
That would be fantastic. But when you put these playlists together, you have to have three final songs. As we're coming back to shore, the last three songs to listen to are the best three songs, and those are the songs of Dancing Eric Hansen. Sheryl Crow Can Do No Wrong coming in at number three. My buddy Zach Brown, number two.
You don't even know what he's saying.
I know what these guys are saying. You know why it's called Lonely Island? Because it's lonely at the top, guys.
Wow.
It's lonely at the top of the pontoon mountain. Dancing Eric Hansen takes the win. Three-song showdown.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.